Welcome to the Three Martini Lunch. Grab a stool next to Greg Corumbus of Radio America and Jim Garrity of National Review. Three Martini's coming up.
Hey, really glad you're with us for the Thursday edition of the Three Martini Lunch. Jim Garrity is off today. John Gabriel, editor-in-chief at Ricochet.com, also the undisputed King of Stuff and the host of the King of Stuff podcast. Happy to report John is still alive, dealing with the cold that he was dealing with yesterday, and has actually noticed some improvement, John. So we're all very thankful for that, and we're thankful for you being here again today.
Well, yeah, I'm not dead yet, so let's just kind of hold it together for this podcast, my podcast later today, and we're good to go.
Excellent. Glad to warm you up for that today. All right, so yesterday, and this is our good martini, but there's certainly a twinge of crazy to it. Yesterday, we got this cryptic announcement off of Donald Trump's Truth Social account. Major announcement. Something about us needing superheroes. And so everybody starts to wonder what that's going to mean. Is it about still running for president? Is he going to throw his hat into the ring for Speaker of the House because it appears that Kevin McCarthy and other people can't get the 218 votes together? He said we'd know today, John. And now we know. And here's his announcement on Truth Social. Major announcement. My official Donald Trump digital trading card collection is here. These limited edition cards feature amazing art of my life and career. Collect all of your favorite Trump digital trading cards. Very much like a baseball card, but hopefully much more exciting. Go to his website there and get your cards now. Only $99 each. I don't remember paying that much for baseball cards, John. But anyway, would make a great Christmas gift. Don't wait, they'll be gone. Yada, yada, yada. So it's obviously crazy that he teased up a big announcement that a lot of people thought would be far more substantive than a business venture. But it might also be good for conservatives, John, because if you look at the polling, this might diminish him a little bit more. I don't think he's in a position, certainly, to win a general election. Ron DeSantis is beating Biden head-to-head. Donald Trump is not. And Ron DeSantis, and pretty much every state poll I see, is opening a wider and wider lead. So maybe this makes things a little more clear, even a couple of years ahead of 2024, about where the Republican Party needs to go here. So part good, part crazy. How do you read it?
About the same. $99 each, and you don't even get that brittle stick of gum along with the cards. This is digital, and that was my favorite part as a kid. It's just every time I hear a story about Trump now, it's feeling kind of like yesterday's news when he was teasing the major announcement a day before this big reveal. People were saying, oh, is he relaunching his campaign? Oh, is he setting up a bunch of rallies? Is he running for the speaker? And for it to be, give me 99 bucks for pieces for a few JPEGs of me looking like a superhero. It's just like, all right, that's kind of yesterday's news. You know, we've seen the song and dance, and why don't we deal with someone who can handle our current problems? Don't wish you any ill, sir, but you don't seem to be taking this very seriously when we got a lot of serious issues going on. So I hope it's a big success for him. Maybe he can add an extra wing to his palatial Mar-a-Lago estate, but I think my family is going to be skipping the Donald Trump digital trading cards this time around.
Well, we just talked yesterday about having, you know, physical media because all this stuff, you know, between crypto and changing definitions of commonly used words, a digital card. I'm not really sure what you really do with that.
It sounds very NFT-ish.
Yes, and it's exactly what it is.
Yeah, which is not very great with the SBF and any other initials you want to throw in there. Not a great thing for this fellow to be selling crypto. I'm not going to invest my life savings in that.
But you do have me nostalgic right now, John, when you mentioned the brittle stick of gum that came in your baseball or football cards. The flavor lasted about 10 seconds.
Yeah.
But the smell of the gum dust or sugar or whatever that was on the cards, phenomenal.
Exactly. It lasted forever.
Yes, exactly. Speaking of lasting forever, you want to keep your body in as good a shape as you can. It's not going to last forever, obviously, but you want to stay as healthy as you can so you can enjoy life as much as possible for as long as possible. And that means taking care of your liver. Did you drink too much during that last football game or maybe over the holidays? You got to take care of that liver. It is your body's master detoxifier. It performs over 500 key functions in your body every day. But now there's help. It's called Liver Health Formula. Liver Health Formula contains 12 botanicals clinically proven to recharge and protect your liver at the cellular level. It boosts your energy levels and can kick your natural metabolism into high gear, and it also helps to fight fatty liver. So it does a lot of good stuff. You can try Liver Health Formula completely risk-free and receive 5 free gifts. First of all, you're going to get a free 30-day supply of nano-powered omega-3, and then 4 free ebooks to support every aspect of your health and longevity. Go to getliverhelp.com/martini or call toll-free 800-282-1757 to claim your risk-free supply of Liver Health Formula and all 5 bonus gifts. That's getliverhelp.com/martini or call 800-282-1757. All right, John, on to the border now, which is an issue that you not only talk about a lot, it's right in your backyard there, since you live in Arizona. And while Texas probably gets more attention, the problem has also been very severe in Arizona. I've certainly heard your outgoing attorney general talk about it frequently. And now President Biden, unless folks like Gavin Newsom can convince him to do otherwise, is poised to lift Title 42, better known as the Remain in Mexico policy, next week. Already we're seeing a ramping up of migrant apprehensions at the border, 7,500 to 8,000 a day. Some say it's going to hit 10,000. Some say it could go as high as 14,000 without that policy of folks being forced to stay in Mexico while their asylum claim is adjudicated. So, John, you know it's bad when Gavin Newsom, who's Mr. Amnesty, Mr. Sanctuary City himself, is begging the Biden administration to reverse course on this, saying my state can't handle this. But apparently the Biden administration is moving full speed ahead on making sure this border is as open as it could be.
Yeah, it's just bizarre to see what's going on with this and how little real attention is being dedicated to it by at least most of the press, unless a couple of those poor immigrants end up in Martha's Vineyard, for instance. I expect to see several more moves like that. But here in Arizona, I know local police and sheriffs have been on the case. Our governor, Doug Ducey, has installed some containers, like the kinds on the back of semis and are shipped across oceans to kind of patch up the holes in the border wall. And that has, you know, created outcry from the left. How dare you? You're damaging our environment with these unsafe shipping containers. I don't know. It's like out in the middle of the desert there. I'm like, well, okay, then finish the wall and we won't have this problem anymore. It's pretty straightforward. And what's very frustrating too is living in a state, you know, we were formerly part of Mexico way back when. And I've had good friends whose families hail back to those days. They've been here the entire time. And boy, if you want to hear someone rant against illegal immigration, talk to those friends, because it's not what the media says. And all this does is empower coyotes, drug cartels who are in league with the coyotes, drug dealers, fentanyl surges. It's just an endless list of horribles. And just the fact that our government is unwilling to do the most basic job of any government, protecting our borders, is pretty frustrating, to say the least.
Is that translating to your front pages and evening news? Do you see an uptick in crime and drug overdoses and things like that?
Yeah, we're definitely seeing that here, and it's been ticking up for quite a while, actually. And that's where you see a lot of we've seen like record crimes, violent crimes in big cities like New York, Chicago, and the like. What we see here is a whole bunch of drug-related activity, cartel-related activity, because their turf wars, if that border is open, their turf wars are not limited to the border. So it's pretty horrifying to see this kind of stuff. And I'm just thankful, and I'm sure the people in Texas are as well, that you have governors who are very serious about this. Arizona is about to lose that governor, so we'll see how the next one does, but not having great hopes for border security.
Yeah, your next governor is going to be hiding from cameras the entire 4 years, as far as I can tell, based on the campaign.
But, yeah, that is her technique.
So, John, you followed politics a very long time. Is this just about Democrats trying to import voters, as some folks on the right say, or is there more layered reasons for this?
I think it's layered. I think you also have the business community who wants this, and big business has now donated a whole lot more to Democrats than they are to Republicans these days, and I think that's a part of it as well. And just this non-serious messaging where we want to look nice. And in order to be nice, they enable human traffickers. They enable coyotes who leave entire families out in the middle of this trackless desert. Driving from Phoenix to LA, that's where a lot of these people are coming up, and there is almost nothing out there. It's, being the pampered guy that I am, I get tired driving that route, and for people to cross hundreds of miles of this desert. And a lot of times, like I said, they get across the border and are just dropped off there, sometimes in the hot months. It's a real cruel business, and I really wish that our empathetic media would cover it as such, because it's tragic to see.
They'll cover it briefly now because the election's over, but they'll conveniently forget it again by the time it matters.
Exactly.
You lay it out so well. The migrants themselves are treated absolutely horrifically. The crime and just the overburdening of our system. And the national security threat, because you have absolutely no idea who's coming through lots of times.
Exactly.
All right. Well, let's talk about something way better than that, and that is delicious steak. Filet mignon steak, as a matter of fact. One of my very favorite things to advertise on the 3-Martini Lunch, Omaha Steaks. I love the steaks. I love the burgers. I love the chicken. And I must say, my wife does a fabulous job of preparing all of them, and now they can be yours or be a gift for someone you care about at a phenomenal deal. 50% off site-wide, plus with our promo code MARTINI at checkout, you can get an additional 40% off. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away. Shop early and beat the shipping rush. Look, Christmas is 10 days away. It's all backed by an unconditional 100% money-back guarantee. Omaha Steaks is a gift from the heart, a gift that will be remembered with every unforgettable bite. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you are ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com to save 50% off site-wide, and use our promo code MARTINI at checkout to get that extra $40 off your order. A minimum order may be required. OmahaSteaks.com, promo code MARTINI at checkout. OmahaSteaks.com, code MARTINI. All right, John, let's move on to our crazy, crazy, crazy martini now. And I think some folks may have seen the initial story on this. There was a study published in the American Journal of Medicine, and it evaluated research out of Canada. 11 million drivers in Ontario, Canada in 2021, to be precise, comparing accident reports and vaccination status. Over the study period, there were nearly 6,700 crashes requiring hospital care. Just 16% of the group was unvaccinated, yet 25% of the crashes involved unvaccinated individuals. Statistically, the study found unvaccinated drivers to be at a 72% increased relative risk compared to those vaccinated. So then they extrapolate from there, John. You know, the reason that these two things are the same is probably because they have this defiance towards government, and that's why they're not getting the jab. And that means they're very much more likely to flout traffic laws as well, and therefore they're deadlier. And what will that lead to? Yes. According to thedrive.com, all of this has the potential to feed into what you pay for car insurance. Insurance companies already assess individuals based on factors like gender and driving history, which have statistical correlations with risk. I'll let the male versus female driver argument play out there. Given the correlation between vaccination status and driving risk, insurance companies could soon be asking drivers about their jab history. So, John, just when you think they were easing maybe a tad on trying to micromanage everything about your life as it related to COVID, guess what? They're going to be back at it in new ways.
First, they went after the truckers, and now they're going after all drivers. Get it together, Canada. One thing that I loved here, too, is that the authors on this report said that one possibility relates to a distrust of government or a belief in freedom. That's a big problem up there in Canada. We don't like this whole belief in freedom. So if you believe in freedom, you're going to have to pay more on your auto insurance. Yeah, it's just enough already, guys. There are reports yesterday's of certain governors saying maybe we should bring masks back. It's just, guys, we started this off by saying a certain celebrity politician felt like yesterday's news. I think most people in both Canada and the U.S. and elsewhere have moved on from this. Enough already. You don't need to get us. We're having a tough enough time economically. You don't need to ding us with higher insurance rates, please.
Well, and I think this also flows into what you and I have been upset about for a long time, and that's the assault on the freedom of movement. This is just another way to make it more expensive to get around. Some folks here want to tax your mileage. Other folks want to come up, at least Davos crowd, come up with this carbon footprint tracker, just so you can know for yourself what you're doing. Right. Somebody else is going to be following that, too, and deciding where you can go, what you can do. So do you see this also as just another step in that direction?
Yeah, definitely. Government loves control, and that's why they have such a strong interest in tech and why they're so upset about Elon Musk throwing a bit of a wrench into one tiny little property on the internet. But boy, if they see a chance at further control, they are going to take it. I would like to point them to China to show the end game of that, that people, even in China, finally say, enough, we're done.
Exactly. And based on the midterm elections, which the Democrats did better than expected, not because people love Democrats, but for a variety of reasons, including not so great Republican candidates, I think the left got emboldened from that. And so we're going to see even more pushing in this direction instead of even just a fraction of a second of self-reflection. So I think we need to buckle up.
Definitely. Good advice always.
Boy, we're so cheery today. We're just so cheery today about what the government's trying to do to you. But hey, you got to know about it. So, John, thanks so much for filling in for Jim the past couple of days. Really appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you, and I'm sure we'll talk down the road.
Merry Christmas to you, the listeners. It's always an honor.
John Gabriel is the editor-in-chief at Ricochet.com. He's the undisputed King of Stuff and host of the King of Stuff podcast, also at Ricochet.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America. Thanks so much for being with us today. Subscribe to the 3 Martini Lunch if you don't already. Please tell a friend about us. Also, thank you for your 5-star ratings and your kind reviews. Please keep them coming. Get us on your home devices. All you have to say is play 3 Martini Lunch podcast. Follow us all on Twitter. He's at EXJON. I'm at Dateline_DC. And Jim, of course, is at Jim Garrity. Don't forget about Jim's brand new book, Gathering 5 Storms, and the accompanying short story, Saving the Devil. Have a terrific Thursday, and join us again on Friday for the next 3 Martini Lunch.